You're listening to another great show from the Nod Network. Find more great content at nerdod.com.
Hello, chaps and chapettes. Welcome back to another Side Quest Activated with your host, Dave.
And Reg. And you always do the best intros.
I try and mix it up.
Yeah, because I don't
people
do
people guessing.
I'm just like, hey, it's time for another Side Quest Activated.
I feel like I should draw people in and like give them an idea of what the show's about. And then when they listen to it, be like, that's nothing as exciting as how it started off. Let the disappointment then set in, but by then we've hooked them.
Oh, that's like my relationship.
There we go. It's like marriage.
It is like marriage.
But that's a nice little bit of logic, Reg. We've put logic to that.
We did.
But you know what I hate? There's a list. But specifically for this
one. I was like about to say something and I was like, hang on. No, we're recorded. I can't go with my initial thought there, and that's quite bad.
Well, let's just go straight to it then. It's lack of logic, specifically in video games.
Video game logic is horrendous.
Right. I understand that obviously we have to have some sort of air of imagination. We have to let certain things go just so the game itself can progress. But
it's like real life, like marriage. Standards.
Again, it's like, yeah, standards have to go.
But love you, Ash.
Forever. But yeah, it's like certain things, if you actually sit back and analyse them and go over them with that, like, you know, fine comb and just like go more critical, you can actually start having quite a bit of fun with it and like properly pick apart certain bits. So I know me and you have mentioned it in the past. We'll start off with a nice simple one. Invisible walls. Walls in games. Now, I understand why they're there. You can literally only go so far in a game. It's only been programmed to a point. If you go outside of that, there's nothing there. But certain games can pull it off with like a huge wall in its place, like a physical wall you can see, a mountain, you know, like a barrier or something like that. Other games just have nothing.
Yeah, they just genuinely
it's
like,
just nothing. No. You're walking towards it and that's it. There's nothing, or they'll like put a half-ass attempt into it. So it'll be like, well, all these platforms you've been jumping over and everything, what we're going to do is put another platform that's there that you could easily jump over, but because it's the end of the level, you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Don't bother. And it just blocks it off. Ones I find are notorious for it, I mean, first-person shooters do it. I suppose like anything in the first-person perspective does it. But racing games used to do it as well.
Yeah.
So like the Need for Speed series, it just like basically put a highlighted arrow on the corner of the street. So you couldn't go down the rest of that street. If you hit that, you just bounce off it.
Yes.
But there was nothing there. It's just a floating, flashing light. The light isn't there.
No.
There's nothing to
stop. And yet
stop
you're programming
you.
The rest of the barriers around the track.
So why not just do that?
Why not do that?
It's just stupid. There's literally no reason for it. As I say, like there's various parts like ledges you can't jump over and things like that. But the laziest ones are when there is literally nothing like at all. I'm pretty sure GoldenEye had a few of them in like the bigger open areas on 64 where you'd like walk towards a bit and it's just like it looks like a road going off into the distance, but you can't go down that road because they've decided that's just. It's just where it ends. There's nothing there. You could have put like a fence over it, like, you know, a barrier or something that you
can't. That's all we're asking for. Not just, asking for a lot, just
something
there.
To block it off. It doesn't happen as much in modern games. And that's fine. You know, like, you know, they can block it off like with scenarios and like, you know, scenes and things like that. Basically like locked doors, buildings in the way. Fine with that. But just put a little bit of effort in. And the older games just went, no, fuck off. And one that always used to annoy me, it was a slight invisible wall, but with no explanation. Earlier 2D platformers. So you'd run right, and then you go so far. But the second you get to a certain point, if you stop and go, hang on, no, I've missed something, I'll go back left. No, you can't go that way anymore. And it's like, well, why? I've literally just stood there.
Yeah.
I've just been there. Why am I no longer able to go left? Yeah. A complete inability to go left. Why? Because there's now an invisible wall in the way. With no explanation. There's no reasons for it.
Yes, so irritating.
And it used to irritate the shit out of me.
It used to be as well, when you used to see that item you left there, yeah. Like, right, don't need that yet. I'm going to go up and like kill that turtle or whatever. And then you jump back down and you can't reach that item anymore. You're like, what did
it? If it goes off screen.
It's literally there.
And it vanishes into oblivion. Yeah. That's annoying. But it's really even more annoying if you can still see.
That's what
the
I mean,
item.
Yeah. So it's literally in the bottom left
that's
corner.
That's the
and
worst
like,
part. It's like,
oh my God, it is there. I left it there. Yeah. What are you doing?
A character is literally almost touching it.
Yeah.
There's been certain games where your character, like, their foot is touching it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't allow you to pick the item up because it's off the screen now. That's it. It's too far. Why? It was irritating. I absolutely hated it. Driving games irritated me, but 2D platformers were the worst for it for me.
Yeah.
They really pushed all the wrong buttons for me.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And you brought up my massive pet hate while you were talking about them.
Mm.
So locked doors.
Yeah.
In video games.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got certain doors. Granted, you know what? You can go around. You've got to find a key.
Yeah.
You got to unlock it. Brilliant. They're trying to escape from something.
Yeah.
And there's a door there and it's locked. You're like, oh my God, it's locked. If only I had like 12 shotguns in my backpack and I could shoot the fucking lock off. Or the lock is broken. Must find another way around. Why? Like you've been literally booting people in the face
all the way
and
through
destroying them.
All kinds
of
that.
Little tiny wooden door, you're like, oh no, oh like, God, what do I do?
Putting more stupidity to it. It's like, oh, I've got to wait now. I'm like trying to think like where the key is for this door. Oh, where was it? I'll tell you what, I'll gaze out this flimsy window and ponder where that fucking key could be that I need to go through this door, which isn't going to get me out of the mansion. Or smash the fucking window.
Yeah.
The window's a dog shit. It's glass. Anything. You don't even need a shotgun for that. You need a heavy item. Any heavy item you can lay your hands on that you can pick up, you could throw through the window. If you were desperate, think of it in like a survival horror aspect. I think Resident Evil 7. There's just windows boarded up.
Yeah.
If you hit them often enough with yourself.
Yeah.
You could get out that fucking house. You could get out the mansion. You could get out of the police station. Like, whatever game that you're playing. You could get out of these situations by going out the bloody window.
Yeah.
Why not just stop and do that? And I get, obviously, like, you know, it takes a lot away from the game. It takes, like, well, it takes all of the game away.
Yeah.
But it'd be pretty fun just to have that option, wouldn't it? It's like,
it's it makes it not, like you said, I get it. I completely understand. But it's just irritating when you know that you're being chased by something.
Yeah.
And they don't even try run and shoulder barge.
No.
Like, literally anything to be like, oh, door's locked. Yeah. Oh, what am I going to do?
I'll
travel
the door.
Seven seas to go and find something. Yeah. And it's the same as when you're, again, on a like platformers and action adventure games, like the Tomb Raiders and Uncharted, when you can leap from mountain to mountain, from building to building, survive fucking explosions, yet you can't jump a tiny barrel.
Yeah.
And like, you can do everything, but you can't jump fucking barrel.
Tiny little ledge. And,
and I'm
it.
Like, there's something in the way. You're like, all right, okay, you can't go that way. Why? There's a barrel there. I'm like, have you just seen what we've destroyed?
Yeah, have you just seen what I've gone through to get to this
barrel?
And I'm
like, it's ridiculous. So, like, in Fallout, the Fallout 4, so I was traveling through. I couldn't get past these barrels while I was wearing my power armor. I'm wearing power armor.
Push them out the fucking way.
Push them out. The way.
Smash those bastards. It's like, nice and simple.
It's utterly ridiculous. If you don't want to go a certain way, put a brick wall there.
Put some
something
sort of
there.
Proper obstacle.
Like, Red Faction is the only game I can think of where I had no complaints in this aspect. So I was like, that door's locked. Tell you what then. Shoot down the wall next to it. Now you can get through. I'm like, perfect.
Nice and simple.
Like, that logic should be in everything. It genuinely
imagine
should
how like games would be different though if that was the case, like that kind of logic of I'm obstructed so I'll destroy just to get to this next part. Any puzzle game you can think of, oh, I've got to solve this, like, you know, like keypad puzzle to get through, could just destroy it. Yeah, good point. And it takes so much out of the games. It really would.
It would do, but it's just the logic baffles me when, like, oh my God, what am I going to do to get out of this room? Been trapped in it for 12 years with just a crowbar and a shotgun. Yeah. It's like, they really want me to end my life. I'm like, you got a fucking crowbar?
Oh, I wonder where
he is. It's only a locked
door. I've been locked in this small shed.
Yeah.
It's like, huh. You're like, that's just made of wood.
It genuinely is made of wood. And so, wood, fires, alone in the dark. I hate going on about it.
Goddamn.
I do. But you can set fire to wood. Realistic fire.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But only certain wood. Not all wood. Not all wood. There's bits that you walk around where you're like, right, yeah, there's a box in your way. Can you get past the box? No. Can you set it on fire? No. How about that bit of massive bit of wood next to it, which looks like it won't, catches fire immediately.
Yeah. And then you're also walking around like a big, like, extravagant, like, you know, lavish hallway with wooden floors.
Yeah.
Wooden floorboards. Why aren't you burning to death? The whole place should be a fucking light at this point, but no. I've got this one plank of wood that can go on fire. That'll help me out.
It is just like some of the things that goes on, like doesn't go on, should we say, in developers' minds when they're creating games. It is truly baffling. It genuinely is like, one of the things that as well I love is, we were talking about it the other week in when we did the horror one, so like Resident Evil and stuff. So when you've got like selective inventory, it's like, but they include the keys, like a key item that you need, 100% you need to have in a tiny inventory.
Yeah.
Right, okay, tell you what, don't stick it in your backpack that you're not carrying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where these characters put all these items.
No.
Because Jill's got a little tiny belt that she might be able to put, you know, like a pouch of like herb in there, and then maybe like a couple of bullets in another. Don't know where she puts like the wooden shield thing that she has. No idea where she puts bazookas, the gas canisters.
So you go on the first game and like this shield that you need to like solve the puzzles. These are like bronze shields and like you know, big plaques. That takes the same space as a key.
Yeah.
So by that logic, like,
the key is like a key to the city, you know, the massive keys that a mayor hands out. Maybe that's what those are like.
I mean, that's the logic to it. But then also, 15 rounds in a box of ammunition takes the exact same space as 120 rounds.
Yeah.
They just stack, that's fine. But then if you get like three separate keys, they all have to take an individual slot. Can't stack the keys.
No, you can't make a key ring.
That doesn't make sense. Can't like clip them to anything. No. They've all got to have their own individual slot. Don't worry. You've now got 240 pistol rounds, still taking the same amount of room. That really used to vex me when I was younger. That really pissed me off. Silly things like that shouldn't piss me off anywhere near as much as they should. But they did, and I just couldn't get my head around, why can't you just bundle those keys together? The keys. Now, if you get like the small keys to open the drawers and bits and pieces with Chris, because obviously Jill didn't need it with her being
the master of lockpicking.
Exactly. Thanks, Barry. And it's just all those little small keys that Chris gets, he can stack them. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he can't stack them with the other keys that he's
got.
Yeah,
the actual proper usual keys you need.
So I remember getting to a point where I had like multiple keys and I had to try and remember where the door was that I needed for one of these keys. And then I was like, right, well, I've got the small keys and two big keys now. I've got to dump one of them in the chest. So I'm having to do multiple trips because I was carrying, like, obviously the two guns, like different ammo and things like that. So like, if you think about it, like shotgun takes a space, pistol takes a space, bullets for each takes a space. So there's four slots taken up out of Chris's six.
Yeah.
I've then got small keys, a big key, and then a spare big key. I've got to put that somewhere. So it went in the chest. And then off I go exploring. Rather than put the small keys in the chest, because I'd hate getting to a drawer or a cupboard or something where it'd be like, oh, if only I had a small key for this.
Yeah, it's not like a big door. It's like, oh, if only I had the key for this, mate, your mother.
Yeah, it's like, fuck off. Now, so I always keep them with me. Force of habit.
He's got a knife.
Yeah.
Why can't you just give me the lock and...
Yeah. And again, why does the knife take a slot? Surely he's got a knife holster.
Well, yeah, he does. It's literally on him. Can see him. That's, it's on him.
That should be its own individual slot.
Yeah.
But no, you've got to put that in the backpack. or whatever it is he uses, his pockets or whatever.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Like we said, and we've talked about Resident Evil numerous times, we love the fact that you had to be very careful with what you picked up and what you didn't. I get that. It's just the tiny little things
it's the logic that goes with it.
Yeah. It's where, like, hey, where did they put everything? Very intrigued to know. That's why we've got limited space. But when they're walking around, you don't see anything of what they're carrying. But, like, keys, put it in your sock.
Yeah.
Put it somewhere. It doesn't need to go in a pocket that you put other things. Just literally, if I come across anything, it's like, oh, my pockets are full. I'm like, what do I do now? I stick it under my hat or in my sock.
Yeah.
Put it somewhere.
Hold it.
Yeah.
See, now, a certain aspect I can understand, but then when you flip the logic round, it doesn't make sense again. So you've got, like, you know, loads of healing items. You've got first aid sprays. You've got some herbs. You've got a handful of keys. You've got loads of ammo. And then you go into a room and you find a shotgun. And it's like, right, that's a big two-handed thing. Or even, like, you know, a bronze shield or something. Big, heavy thing.
Both are available in my mansion.
Mm-hmm. In Reg's mansion, obviously.
Reg's mansion.
So you basically see that and it's like, right, I physically couldn't carry that now. That I am carrying too much. But then if you flip it around the other way, so you've already got the shield, you've got your guns and everything, but then you walk into a room and see a small key for a drawer. And these keys, we're talking like not even the length of your finger. They're a small little key. Can't pick that up. Haven't got enough room. You could pick up a tiny fucking key.
Yeah.
You could pick up that little key. Yeah. Don't bullshit me, Chris. Especially later steroid-ridden Chris, where he's all, like, buffed up and everything. He can handle that. He can pick up little keys. So don't fill me full of shit. And it's not going to work. It's a little tiny key. You could pick that up. Even if you were carrying, like, an enormous amount of stuff, you would put that stuff down first to pick up the little key.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah.
And it used to piss me off. I'd be like, fuck off, so I can carry all this, but not this little key. No way. I refuse to believe it. It's insanity.
It genuinely baffles me. Not as much as to get in another way to get into a door that you can't do is with an insane puzzle. So, I love the puzzles in games, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Amazing. But it's the logic behind the person who lives in the place or works at the place who's like, to get in my office every morning, I've got to play this massively long tune. But.
Yeah.
So, if I'm ever off ill, I need to leave a note for someone to play it. What I won't do, though, is
I don't want everyone to
know. No, I want them to know that a white swan flies below a blackbird, which is above a starling.
Cryptic riddle. Cryptic riddle to get in a room. Now, again, it's the puzzles and games, as you said. We both love them. And this piano puzzle, it's called, specifically, that you mentioned, is in the first Silent Hill. And you have to play, there's a tune you can play on the piano, but certain keys on the piano don't work. They just make like a click noise, don't they?
Yeah.
And you've got to press those specific keys in a specific order to solve the riddle to release something so you can get into a door later on.
Yep. And that
is
door,
essentially it.
And that door is his office.
Yeah. It's like...
It's his office, so every time he goes on dinner, he's like, oh, God.
Yeah. But again, he's got to travel full length of the school to go and play the specific keys on the piano. And he's left the riddle on the board so other people can access the office. So to get into his office, they've got to travel the full length of the school, solve this riddle, then type in, obviously pushing the correct keys, to open up something which will give them a key to get back to the other end of the school, which you can't access straight away because you've got to go through all the other rooms first to get to his office to get an item, which I'm pretty sure is another key to another room.
Yeah.
That's pretty far-fetched just to go somewhere. And it's the same as, like, again, another Silent Hill puzzle. I think it's in, it might even be one again. There's 9 tiles that you put into a door.
Yeah.
And they've got to go in a specific order, and they're all different coloured. I'm going to scatter those tiles everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the place. Like,
better safe than sorry. Yeah,
don't you just want them on the side so you can get... No, I don't want that. I want some of those tiles locked behind doors. I want some of them hidden behind electricity. So, you've got to somehow stop the power just so you can get this tile. I want some of them being held by enemies. I want some of them not even in this building. You've got to go outside to separate parts to go and get the tiles and then come back for it so you can get through this door. Well, what's on the other side? My child's bedroom.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what are you going to do at bedtime when she's like, you know, well, sleepy, Dad, please. I've had my tea.
All I want to do is just literally just have a little nap.
I don't want to wait 3 hours for you to go and find all those tiles so I can go to bloody bed. Sorry, this is the way it's got to be because of logic.
It's honestly...
There's some absolutely just mental things out there logic-wise, and just like door puzzles do really irritate me.
Again, Silent Hill, one last one before we move on to a different type of thing. Yeah. But it's the Silent Hill 3 when you go into the bookstore.
Hmm.
And in order to get the key, you've got to put in like a combination lock.
Yeah.
And that combination lock is done with like Shakespearean quotes from like
it's Roman numerals.
Roman numerals, isn't it? From
the
books. Yeah. Of them all. And you're like, oh my God. And the riddle was ridiculous. So if that boss is off for the day,
yeah,
he's like, right, and he's getting the safe, what you gotta do? He's like, oh, don't worry, I've left you how to get in.
Yeah,
I'll sound a nice one, thinking it's a code.
No. See, what I've done is I've gone in and I've trashed the bookstore. There's 6 specific books that you'll need where I've wrote the password on the spines of the books. But these books you've got to put on a specific shelf and in a specific order. Well, in the order of the books that they came out? No. You've got to guess the order and try and get it so all the Roman numerals match up. Even then, you may not be right. You'll have to jiggle them about a bit. And then once you've done that, then you've got to obviously enter the code into the keypad that's on the wall.
Yeah.
And it's at that point, it's like, well, rather than trash the store, why not just use a post-it note?
Yeah.
Because it's only one person going back there.
Why didn't you ever text him or just like message him? Just do something, just be like, by the way, it's that.
Yeah, don't start off with, okay, so we can get into this room, I'm going to wreck the shop that we work in and just throw specific books around the shop and hope he works it out from there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to give him any kind of hint for this. Absolute madness.
It is. It's utterly ridiculous. And like, it's like we said, it's not just mainly survival horrors, which we've been going like, but there's so many random things. Like, my other one is the paint jobs in Grand Theft Auto to get rid of the police.
Yeah.
They've chased you all the way there. Quickly just jump into a spray paint shop, come back out again, and like, oh, he's driving a different car, mustn't be him.
Yeah. I was like, but it looks like him.
You've literally murdered 1,000 people.
Yeah.
You've got the army after you. But one little spray paint job.
The worst one, though, is when they change it from, like a completely different colour is annoying, but when they change it from a tone of colour to a slightly different tone of that colour. So it's like, right, he was in a green car, and now he's spray painted it to a slightly darker green. Got to be someone different. It's got to be. There's no other explanation to it at all.
Now, honestly, it's mental.
I could get behind it more if you went in and came out in a different car.
Yeah.
Or throw on that
if
way.
If you went into, like, you know, a cosmetic surgery place instead.
You see, now Saints Row does that, doesn't it? Yeah, Saints Row, you go in and... but I don't know if that gets rid of your wanted level. I think that one just allows you to become a woman. Or a man, depending on what sex you pick. You can completely alter the way you look. Because I remember in number 3, one of the achievements was play so many hours as one sex and then so many hours as the other sex. And I was like, well, that's a bit mad. And literally is a case of, I now want to be a woman. I now want to have this. And I want to look like this and change my hair colour. I've lost my beard now. That doesn't exist anymore. And then later on, it was like, right, now I've got a beard again and a massive cock. And now I'm a man.
If you had the ability,
yeah.
So your super genius inventor / creator, Dave, to give you your full title.
Okay. Dr. Von Dave.
Usson.
Usson.
yeah, if that's your name.
Yeah.
And you were like, right, no one else can use this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It doesn't work with anyone else's DNA. Just mine.
Just so literally only for me.
Just literally only for you.
Right.
Where if you ever got bored.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. And it happens instantaneously. Yeah. You're like, right, I could just like inject myself with this and you turn into like a sexy broad.
Okay.
Would you do it? And what would you do?
I probably would. But you know what? I don't think I'd do anything too exciting. That's the problem.
I'd love like, it if you just like just nestled in for the evening.
Just go and watch Corrie.
Mm. Always wanted to do this.
Yeah, but
like, you couldn't do it as a guy? No.
But again, with logic, like, I think I lead quite a happy life as it is. Mm. Right? So to change to a woman, I'd still have the same likes. So I'd probably still be doing the same shit. So I'd be like, well, this is great. I can now turn into a woman. But I'm not doing anything different.
Would you not do a shopping montage? Because every film you see when a girl's really happy, they're always in a shopping montage.
Like, just go and like, just splurge on like loads of like, you know, makeup and clothes and shit like that. I suppose I could.
But only if it's filmed.
But only if it's filmed, yeah.
And you just like smile really happy. And then at the end shot, like a leaping, jumping.
I'd wreck a marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That went dark.
I'm, you know what? Fuck it.
That went really dark.
I'm going to go all out here.
Not mine, though?
Not yours. You can keep yours for now. Well, you know of the invention because you've just been talking to me about it. So your marriage is safe. If all of a sudden I'm just some random woman trying to lure you in.
But I hope you still keep your beard and moustache.
So,
like,
so I lose, hey, so I can be however I want, but I have to keep my beard.
I prefer it. You don't have to, but I
want
to
have that
it.
And still manage to wreck a marriage.
Mm.
So, like, you know, people see through, like, you know, my bearded lady lifestyle that I'm leading and love me for the Dr. Von Davison that's on the inside. Mm. And then I'll be like, trick, I'm a dude all along. This beard is because I'm actually a man. Some mad German scientist has just invented a machine that only I can change my DNA, so I'm now a woman.
Video game legend.
And a man. Yeah. Now watch me escape over this tiny ledge. Oh, wait, I can't. Invisible wall, trapped forever. I think I'd go balls deep, like, and just, like, completely, like, wreck anything I could and just go mental.
Yeah.
And just have, like, my normal life as Dave. And then
by day, I am
by
Dave.
Day, I'm Dave. By night, just go completely mental.
What would your lady name be?
Dr. Von Dave Woman.
Just have Dave, like, and Mrs.
Yeah, just have it. It's like something really
Dave
obvious.
Daughter.
Yeah, just something like painfully obvious, and just be like, okay,
so I'm a man.
We Dr. Von Dave, I'm really a man. Huh? Something doesn't add up about this. See. He's got all the female features. He doesn't have a penis. He's got, like, you know, he's nice legs, like lovely hips, incredible tits, lovely long hair. Something about that beard, though. Can I keep my voice as well? Can I keep the same, like?
No, you have your voice, but very right. High pitched.
Oh, so actually.
So do a very high pitched voice now.
So like, so I'd be like. Hello, I'm Dr.
You're not Tiny Tim.
Dave Von, actually a man. Hello. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I've just finished watching Coronation Street.
Oh,
and
oh,
I've come
couples.
To wreck your marriage.
I think if you go like that, the woman's not going to believe you. That
do you reckon?
That if you went in to be like,
so like
I'm here to wreck your
arrested me for...
If you were like, I've been sleeping with your man, then maybe, but not like, I've come here to wreck your marriage.
Oh,
she's like, you've been watching too much Corrie, love.
Dr. Von Dave, actually a man, is nothing but honest.
Right.
Like, she's got an agenda. She knows what she's doing.
She's definitely swapping genders.
She's got many agenda, but she knows what she wants, and she's not going to stop until she gets it. It's going to be like an 80s soap or something,
this
I reckon.
This really does sound
it's
like,
gonna, it's,
like
it's going to be like Dallas
like, really
or something like
film.
That. Yeah. That's. I think that's what...
And that's the whole little synopsis on
yeah.
The back.
So it started off, I'd probably just lead like a normal life, but as a woman, then to homewrecker. So I think I'll just go straight to homewrecker. I'll have like Dr. Von Dave as normal Dave. Dr. Von Dave, actually a bloke.
Mm.
Homewrecker.
And that's the title for the pod now, Homewrecker.
Homewrecker, yeah.
I like it.
So that's what I'd do, but that's just me.
What would Brian Bartano do if he was here right now?
Probably kick an ass or two.
I would happily do my shopping montage. Yeah. I would also go into Ash's workplace and just be like, I've got this really lovely fella at home, and just like describe like me and just see if she's like,
you'd try and trap Ash.
I'd be like, no, I'd want to know if she'd be like, because she's always like, I always go on about like how amazing you are to everyone. I'm like, do you really? Like, not us. I just want to be like, I know this lad called Reg and he's a right dick, and just be like, if she's like, that's my husband, like, he's a dick, isn't he? And just be, imagine,
but
she's
mine.
Like, yeah, and that's why I've been sleeping around for the past few months. I'm like, oh.
Dr. Von sort Redgerson of, is quite upset now.
Yeah, so I thought about that. I would be called Cassandra.
Any particular reason?
I like the name Cassie. I want to be Cassie Lacey.
Casey Lacey.
Or Casey. Casey Jones. I would be Casey Jones.
Yeah, that would work.
Or April O'Neil. I'll be April O'Neil from the '80s April O'Neil. Because that's my favourite version of, April O'Neil. So I'd do that in my yellow suit, jumpsuit.
Nice.
Just go around kicking ass and
you
filming
wouldn't need
shit.
Your shopping montage then, though.
I would, because before it, obviously I wasn't wearing my yellow jumpsuit.
Do you,
so
when you have
I
your
need a shopping
sex
montage.
Change, are you naked?
You are wearing nothing apart from a cheap Primark thong and two coconut shells.
Okay, so that's obviously when you go to a woman, or is that both? Like, so if I transfer back to my normal body?
Yeah, the coconuts are just less filled when you go back as a man.
Right. Okay. So then you could still have your shopping montage, and then you've just got to find somewhere that sells yellow jumpsuits.
Because even Cassandra needed a montage.
The yellow jumpsuit.
And a yellow jumpsuit.
Even though you're now April O'Neil.
Even though I'm April O'Neil.
Not
Codename Cassandra.
Cassandra.
And that would be my TV show name.
Yeah.
Codename Cassandra.
Codename Cassandra.
I like it.
I don't think I'd watch that. Dr. Von Dave.
You don't even know what you don't even know what I was going to do.
I don't need to.
Wow.
I'd be watching Corey or not. I might series link,
I would be a super spy that go around, right? Murder a load of people and then gender change in front of them to really just freak them out.
So a lot of people would probably watch it thinking it's a soap or something like that when it's actually a documentary.
Yeah.
Just following you murdering a load of people and then being a man again. Like, she seems like bad news. I wouldn't trust her.
No, sir.
If I was in her situation, I'd turn myself in and it'd all look so
into
good.
A man.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. And that's video game logic for you.
That's video game logic.
Right there.
So that was odd. Yeah.
My other thing I really hate.
We're just going to switch from that straight into, you know what else I hate? Go on.
Non-shopping montage. No.
Lack of yellow jumpsuits in Primark. Sure, I can get coconut bras and cheap thongs, but no yellow jumpsuit. Terrible.
Yeah. So on that note, then, two things.
Yeah.
Which, because I wasn't going to go into this one, because it's a bit sexist.
Okay.
But I hate, in RPGs, the armour
I was going to say
women
this, actually.
Compared to blokes.
Yeah.
How the skimpier and less you wear,
provide
the better armour it is.
As a dude wearing full plate mail.
Yeah. Utterly ridiculous.
I don't get, because like, certain ones I get, obviously, like, you know, sex cells and things like that, but it doesn't make sense to, like, go and play, like, any RPG, and if you have a man and a woman with the same armor, same name, the same stats, same, even icon, everything about it, it will be dead skimpy on the woman.
Yep.
But have the same stats as the dude wearing the full heavy plate mail.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It's like, how are you protected with a big gaping hole in, like, you know, where your stomach is? There's no protection there. You're dead. So he's wearing full metal pants. You've got something that goes right up your crotch and is showing loads of leg. He's wearing big metal boots. You're wearing some sandals. It doesn't make sense. Like, the logic to it is just stupid.
Yes.
Like, even like, you know, like a lot of the things like drawn, like, you know, for like atmosphere or to drag the game out and things, this one literally, there is no sense to it.
Genuinely not. It's
if you put that same armor on a man and a woman, they would have the same protection, they would have the same stats. I think if a game went cheeky and give you the option to have the sluttier outfit,
but take less,
but reduced all the stats down for it, fair enough. So you're being punished for being a perv then.
Yeah.
That would make sense. But don't have it so one looks like a big titted skank and then make out like she could handle the same kind of punishment as that dude who's being forced to sweat his bollocks off.
Yeah.
In a full, like, you know, set of armor. Because that's what it is. People are probably thinking we're complaining about the lack of clothing on her. I'm saying it's not fair on the bloke who's got to be sweaty in his full set of armor. She's got the option to have something a bit like, you know, more revealing things. Nice hot summer's day. She's walking around with just something covering her arse and her boobs. He's got to sweat his bollocks off in a full tin can, essentially. He should have a slutty option as well.
Yes.
2017, Reg. Equality. That's what we're after. We need to get on the phone to the Ubisofts and the EAs. Let them know. Gender equality. That's what I want. I want a slutty bloke in my video games.
Oh, I'd love it. It would be amazing. Frank Bunty would just be the most beautiful being in the world. Could you imagine?
I don't think I want to.
How glorious that would be. But that brings me on to another point, especially with Ubisoft. Right? So, bullet sponges really piss me off. Yeah. So, you could literally empty 30 magazines to a guy's head, right? And then you're fine. You could pick up, like, you know, a health pack, and you're like, oh, that's fine. This cures all my woes.
Yeah,
whatever. I'm done. But literally, you accidentally go down two stairs instead of one and
if you
die.
Haven't used all full damage, yeah. That's it.
I'm like,
you may have been shot loads.
You, yeah. How can you survive 30 bullets to the head, but you can't survive two stairs?
See, similar to that, I'm going to shoot you with a shotgun and you're going to run at me and knife me in the thigh and I'm going to die.
Yes.
Not like long term, like, you know, I'm going to bleed out. No, I'm just literally going to fall over and die. You've thrown a tomahawk in my foot. I'm dead.
Yeah.
But I've just blasted you in the tit with a shotgun with a 12 gauge. You're fine. Similar thing, like the weird balance of like what's more deadly.
Yeah.
And you find it mainly in like FPSs, really. Yeah, it's a lot of it to that. But then, like, obviously, like, not just like the multiplayer aspect, as you said, like certain ones you can get shot and you're getting absolutely hammered and things like that. But if you jump over a wall that's a little too high and you take damage from that and then you're dead, and it's like, oh, get fucked. I've just took a 50 cal to the chest and I'm all right. How if I just fallen off a wall and died?
Honestly, it's
very unlikely.
It's utterly ridiculous. And it's the same as like Assassin's Creed. So you're a million miles up in the sky and you can jump into a pile of hay.
I mean, for one, the accuracy on that. The accuracy
you have to
for
be
that.
Pinpoint.
Yeah, because he doesn't just like, you know, like land in the hay and that's it. He lands smack bang in the middle every single time. Yeah, it's like perfect. But the hay isn't really that thick.
No, it's really not.
It's just like a normal bale of hay. I'll tell you, say about 4 foot high. Now, he's leaping off like towers to land in a 4 foot bale of hay. In its loose form, he would fall through it and just smash into the car and he'd be dead or paralysed for life.
Yeah.
If the hay was bundled up, it would be a lot thicker. It would be like more compact and things like that.
And probably break it back.
Yeah, it wouldn't have the resistance. So when he swan dives face first into it, he's just going to be pulp. It would not work. I remember the first time playing Assassin's Creed, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. That's really cool. But I'm pretty sure in the first one, don't you watch people do it first as part of their training? Yeah. And one of them, like, breaks his arm or his leg or something, doesn't he? He doesn't make the jump. It's
something goes wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right? You're able to do it every single time after that with precision, and it's perfect every single time.
It's not just that that annoys me, though. It's the fact that next to that bale of hay on one of the, I think it's two or three, on one of the buildings, you know, ragging around.
Probably like a river or something.
There's like a massive body of water, like a huge sea, an ocean, right?
I'd take my risk with the water.
So you jump into the water, and you jump too high, and you die on impact of the water. Hay's fine, though.
Yeah. Madness.
I don't get it. And I also don't get the games where you can jump down and murder people.
Yeah.
So, and that's how you break your fall.
Yeah.
So if you jump off a massive building and then you land on concrete, boom, dead.
Yeah.
But if you land on a person and trying to stab them in the neck, then it's all right because the animation breaks.
I'd be happier if, like, you know, you got, like, if you put it on a harder difficulty and doing that would give you some sort of fall damage.
Yeah.
Like, you injured your arms or your legs or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be, like, still unbelievable, but more believable. But no, as you say, like, you land on concrete, dead. Land on grass, dead. Land on a person, fine. Get up and off you run. Just irritating.
Yeah.
Absolutely irritating. It really pissed me off. But another one, like, with you mentioned the water, I thought you'd go into. Games that just, like, decide randomly when you can and can't go into water as it'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like certain games you can go in and, like, you can swim in certain bodies of water, but then you go in another part of water and, no, this is the equivalent of an out of bounds. You're not allowed here, so you just drown. You're dead. Loss of life.
Yeah.
That irritates me. It should be like, you know, well, if that's the case, don't have it so I can go into this area. Have it blocked off, again, with another wall or a building or something like that. If that's the case, don't have it where I can access that area just to die. There's no logic to it.
It's literally a waste of
their time for programming, their money for the programming, my time for playing.
Mm.
Just stupid. I feel like it's been a very moaning episode, this one.
It has just been, because it's a baffling, very baffling thing.
Some of them are just like daft, and you look back on like on Skyrim as well, another classic one. It's like you're basically in a fight and you're hacking away and it's like, oh, I'm about to die. Pause. Hang on. Just stop what you're doing. I'm just going to eat like all this cheese and drink these potions. Like,
how much can you eat and drink?
Yeah.
It's utterly ridiculous.
I mean, and so quickly as well. It's like button, 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 button. There we go. I've just had like five wheels of cheese. No. No. And he doesn't throw up. He's fine with that. And then like he literally comes back in full health, back into the fight. The other person, fucked.
Yeah. Like, he can't pause it.
He's screwed.
Mm.
That's not fair. And another one with Skyrim, actually, which is the one that kind of ruined the game for me. When you fire an arrow at someone from when you hide him, and you can bury it into the side of their head, and then they're like, oh my God, there's someone about.
Yeah.
And then it's like, right. And then you take another shot and you miss, and they're like, right, there's someone definitely about, and they're exploring about, and then it's like, right, I'll wait until I've got the perfect light shot. And then they're like, no one here. And you just go back to the usual patrol.
Yes.
It's like,
that,
right,
and Metal Gear still, and stuff that always do that.
But in Skyrim, it annoyed me because I'd be looking at them like, you've still got the arrow embedded into your body and you're just walking around. They don't even, like, they have programmed in. I mean, the game itself is great. It's amazing.
Mm.
And the game itself is massive. So there are certain things I can look past. But they don't even, like, program the animation of them like pulling the arrow out or something. They just leave it in.
Yeah.
They just walk around with an arrow sticking out of the leg or the head and that's it.
Or you can call him Mr. Pointy Head then.
Well, you could, but he'd know where you are then.
How about if we do it from like afar?
Like under our breath, Mr. Pointy Head.
Yeah, or we can get like a chicken and send the chicken with a little note attached to it. Also with an arrow.
just gets a little note, he's like, what's a pointy headed prick? So there was someone here.
He must be nearby. Thanks, Mr. Chicken, with an arrow through its head.
You're very welcome. Wow, a talking chicken too, even better.
This is
better.
Video game. See, and this is the other thing. So, I know I was interrupting your one. Hopefully you nearly finished
it. That was it. Right. It was really just the logic
so
of that.
Speaking of like RPGs and stuff, right? So you can literally, with, I don't know, name, Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger, everything, all adults going on to take on the world, literally can save the entire world just for people.
Yeah.
Defy the logic with all their stuff. Whatever. Fine. Link is a child.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone's like, oh, no, please go to this massive volcano and like yeah. and grab this from that. Why would you trust a kid of all of about fucking 12 to be like, oh, yeah, do us a favour. Go and solve this massive murder mystery. Just go do that. go defeat the guy who's about to destroy the universe. Yeah. We'll put all our eggs in one basket and that's you.
You little child. But then even with that, like, you know, like, it's like, okay, there's a temple, and basically this temple is designed to worship gods. In that temple is an artifact. Now, just so you know, no one's ever had this artifact before.
No.
Which leads me to believe that this temple is potentially very dangerous or very cryptic. You may get lost. You've got no food or drink. You little boy, go off to that temple. Get this priceless artifact that's been hidden for centuries.
Yeah.
And is the key component to stopping an evil that will essentially kill us all. We're not going to ask you to do that once, though. We're going to go and ask you to do that a few times. Then, don't put those somewhere safe. Keep them in an easily accessible area.
Mm.
Or on yourself, frail child. Where's the logic in that? There isn't. And then the people on the outside must be like, why is he sending that child to their doom? Wouldn't it make more sense? All these warriors around the place. I mean, the legend says it's a child like this, but it's just a kid in tights and a green hat.
Yeah.
I could put on tights and a green hat, and then I'm that child of legend.
I would love that.
Nothing else.
Can you send me some pics, or can you do it in front of me?
Yeah, just
do you mind what I do? Do, 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 do. No, I don't know what I'm doing. Chuck Berry, you shoot again. That's what I'll stick in my head. Do, 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 do. That's it.
Better. Well, yeah, so it's like, you're right, though. It's like all of that, but then the logic then is...
And then you can use your nipple lip balm.
No, but then like all the focus is on this one child, and as you said, like sending a kid off to a volcano, that's barbaric.
Yeah,
and no one stops this person.
No,
they're evil. They're not stopping this random poor little child going to a fucking volcano. Mm. And also, getting close to a volcano is very dangerous because the heat increases the closer you get. So he's probably going to burn to death before he even
gets... He's got his normal tunic on, but like a red colour.
Yeah. So if you just change the dye that you're using on your clothes.
Because, you know, his tights and his face and everything are all still cold.
Yeah, that's fine, but perfect. The colour red, so that's all right. It's just horrible sending a child. And yes, obviously you can, like, you know, in Ocarina of Time especially, you get to become the adult version of Link.
Yeah.
Not as bad. But in all the others, there's no, like, oh, he's an adult and he's a kid. He's just a kid.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
It's very, very peculiar. And that's what, like, with RPGs and most games in general, thinking about it, when there's, like, a life-threatening boss where, you know, like, Sephiroth or whatever, and he's like, right, okay, I'll tell you what, in your party you're only allowed 4. And he's like, you've got 12 people with you, but you're not allowed to even the odds and have all 12 fight him at once.
It would make more sense have all of the armies and loads of warriors like these 4.
Yep.
I mean, you've got, like you said, you can get 12 in your group overall, and you can select from a number of them. But they aren't going to be the only 12 strong people in the world.
Definitely
get
not.
All of those people. In some RPGs, you're fighting against good guys as well, who just have like a difference of opinion or something. To some aspect, you could probably agree to put your disagreements to one side for the greater good, then settle your dispute.
Yeah, that's the best thing
to
do.
Me and you have fallen out, and you know, we've basically got like, you know, a real big grudge against each other. But there's a chance both of us could die really quickly and painfully if we don't stop this one, like, evil demon thing that's planning to destroy the world. Let's kill that first. At least one of us has a chance of surviving then. We may even have a bond by the end of it.
Who knows?
Don't know. No, just let 4 people go up against this, like, calamity that's going to annihilate the universe.
And it's things like the MMOs, especially. So MMOs, you can have, like, a raid, and you can have, like, what, about 40 people destroying that. But you're going into the main stronghold where we know if you go underground, you could have thousands of players, millions of players. It'd be like, tell you what, let's all go do it. I know it's stupid to think in the game, it literally by the time you're in, it's over. But logically, think about it. If someone is taking over your hometown and you've got the ability to stop it, but only in a group of four, you're like, oh, I tell you what, no, sorry, 40. It's a raid, this one, lads. Yeah. We're allowed to be involved. You know, if it wasn't a raid, it was like a normal dungeon, like, oh, no, sorry, only a group of four or five.
Get those 40 people doing everything.
Oh, right, okay.
Or better still, don't have a limit to the people you want doing shit with you.
Yeah, in real life, it wouldn't work like that. You wouldn't all, like, cheese in and then, like, oh, sorry, no, right, wait till they're all dead. Yeah. Then you're allowed to run in.
Imagine it. Right, Kim Jong-un's going to send over nukes. We're going to send over four people to take on their entire army. One's got a machine gun for an arm. The other one's a dog.
There's going to be a kid that's trying to climb into the temple.
This guy here has got a sword that is far too big for him to wield, let alone carry.
And he's also mental.
Yeah, completely mental. Go over by yourself. You can take the other guys with you.
Yeah, include that one girl who just punches people in the face.
Yeah.
Wears a really tight white top and tiny shorts.
So she just punches things. Go over there, but only three of you really, realistically, is what we want stopping, like any kind of nukes going off. Can't you just send over the army, guys? No. No, sorry. I want you to take
it wouldn't be as epic, lads. I'm sorry.
I want you to take this boat over. So you want to sail over? No, don't worry, guys. We've tricked it out. This has got propellers on it. So this boat's going to fly as well. Why not just have a plane? No, that's stupid. the plane that you've got, it broke down. Use that as a boat. And is it... The logic to RPG specifically is mental. Now, I'm specifically picking up our Final Fantasy series, 7 in particular, with aspects. But that's the logic to it. And I adore the Final Fantasy series. Yeah. It's one of my favourite franchises. I can't get enough of it. But the logic that goes with it is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense, some of it. But... Yeah, it's part of the fun and, like, you know, obviously your imagination thing. If you just take a step back and look at it, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is stupid.
Well and truly, and that's it. I mean, we haven't even got on to stuff that we've talked about in the past, like the point and click game. Like, some of the video game logic in that is...
I think you've done enough damage with point and clicks.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from point and clicks until I do my point and click special.
Yeah.
Top 10. Monkey Island number 1. Grim Fandango number 2. Monkey Island 2 and 3.
It's not even a point and click special. It's just your favourite games ever.
My favourite games ever. So I'm excited about that. Genuinely excited about that.
I'm sure everyone else is.
The thing is, if you have a look at the list, I've actually got point and click images on one of my things. So I'm like, might have to take a step out for that.
Just think about it and then just be like, huh, this contradicts.
But this is it. So I got in the car with Dan the other day to go to Alton Towers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got in the car and he was like, how dare you? And I'm like, what? And he's like, Monkey Island is still a great game. I disagree with you on this one. And he's like, when was the last time you played it? And he was like, literally 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, but is it? And literally on the way, it started off with he was a bit angry.
Yeah.
And then it just went to the silence bit when I'm like, he's angry with me now. I'm like, so.
But this is what we said.
Listen to any decent J-pop recently?
But this is it. This is what we were saying. This is like our opinions on stuff.
Mm.
Everyone has their own opinions. Everyone has.
Where could they vent these opinions, Dave?
To people who care, because it's our opinions that matter.
That's true, because I don't want to fucking listen to their opinions at all.
No, obviously, like, you know, if people have these opinions, I suppose they could join in with us, join in the conversations, go to our Facebook, go to our Twitter, leave us comments, leave us your opinions, because you matter to us.
To you, Dave.
To me, then. Not you. No, not at all. I don't care for them. But
I don't care for people.
No, well, you matter to me, and that's the important thing.
You know you are all that matters to me, whoever's listening to this in their ear holes.
Both of you.
And this is just for you. Hope you enjoy that.
The gentlest kiss ever.
I was going to tongue it, but I thought I'd better not.
Best not, because that'd just be really weird.
Especially because I already use it again in a second, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit bizarre. But speaking of using things again in a second, I have been Reg.
I am Dave.
And it's time for us to say goodbye. Side quest complete.